The rise of COVID-19 led to an influx of people looking for activities to do outside in the fresh air. Zion National Park in southern Utah was one of the national parks hit hard by an increase in tourism because of the constant great weather found in that region of the state. Susan McPartlin, visitor use manager, says,
last summer, you know, we saw some of our busiest numbers earlier this summer. We definitely, they're preliminary numbers, but we think that we are setting records for the past number of months. This fall so far, our preliminary numbers, so their visitation is remaining high. It's not setting the same records as last fall, but it's still pretty busy around here.
McPartlin says the numbers of visitation are not as high as the 2020 statistics, but this year's record looks about the same as 2019's visitation records, which were still higher than previous years. With this large influx of tourists, the park rangers are working hard to educate visitors to not litter or vandalize the park.
We've really been trying to hone in on that recreate responsibly messaging and give visitors that education that they may not understand what vandalism is. That for us, putting, you know, mud handprints on canyon walls or scratching your name into a cliffside is considered vandalism.
Park workers are continuing to enforce COVID-19 guidelines, such as wearing masks in the park, buildings, and shuttles to ensure visitor safety. To plan your visit to Zion National Park, visit www.nps.gov for more information. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Sydney Lasique.